Marching orders, Shmuel.
Parakei Mishnah Vav.
Today's Mishnah Masechet Idiot is Parakei Mishnah Vav. Now, we've spent a whole Parak Daled and the first five Mishnayos of the fifth Parak in dealing with one set of issues that are the common denominator of the set is that it's the Beit Shammai Lekula and Beit Hillel L'Chumrah. And remember, in the fourth parak, everyone agreed to the 23 things mentioned there, that they were, in fact, good examples of that. And then we had more idiosyncratic that were trickling down. First we had six, and we finally got down to two, and that was the end in Reb Eliezer yesterday. Now we're moving on to the normal structure of idiot, where we're talking about the different edut that were said, and we have a fascinating situation that came up with Akavya ben Mahalalel. And that was because Akavya ben Mahalalel had four issues in which he had a Kabbalah and was made that the rove of the generation before him that had dealt with these issues had paskin in a particular direction on four different dinim. Normally that would be great. The problem is that the Chachamim as a whole had a completely different edus about that, and they completely disagreed, and they said, Akavya, you're mixed up. It was the other way around. And this became a very sore point, because the question is, where you are dealing with edut, is there also a din of rov? In other words, you know perfectly well, look, this is what I heard. Don't tell me what I heard, right? Now, am I supposed to give in on my edut because the rove has a different edut? So Akavya held, that's not a rove. A rove is if you paskin, you want to change the psak, that's perfectly okay. But don't tell me that I should agree that the correct way to repeat what the previous generation's psak was when I know that that's not true. So this became an extremely bitter problem because the Chachamim held that Akavya was standing. Oh, shoot, I forgot to put on this recording. All right. So that Akavya was going against the Rove and that therefore he wasn't being Mekabel, the authority of the Bezda. So he said four things, which we're going to be getting to in a minute. And the Chachamim said to him, look, Akavya, you're the greatest of our generation. If you'll just give in on this one issue of these four things that you keep arguing, and you'll accept the authority of the Beis Din, you'll stop saying this is the halacha, we will make you the Av Beis Din of all Yisrael. So you'll be directly under the Nasi. But we can't do that if you refuse to accept the normative psak. You're cheating us of your presence. Akavya, they said to him, Chazor becha bi'arba'a dvarim sh'ayita omer. If only those four things you would just come in line with the rest of the Beis Din will make you the Av Beis Din in Yisrael. Omar lehem, gentlemen, mutav li li'ikarei shote ko yomai. I couldn't care less. You want to call me Akavya the fool? That's fine. I don't need to be an Av Beis Din. I need to be honest. And I'm not going to make myself into a Russia. Even for Sha'ah Chat Rasha Lifnei Amokam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Akavya, you agreed to something that you know not to be true just to get a job? What do you think I am? So because of that, I don't understand what you're doing. And anyway, this is the way the Taisus Yontov learns the next piece. And anyway, I would never accept the position of the Av Beis Din under such circumstances, because everybody would say, oh, Akavya, look at this, they give him a good job, and now he's already ready to stop saying what he was Makabo. Are you kidding? Here, Akavya agreed. He didn't really agree, but he wanted the job. Oh, my God. What an embarrassing thing. I mean, so how can, what good is it offering me the job? Ridiculous. So anyway, this is a ridiculous discussion. Anyway, what are the four things? Because what happened was, is that who, Hayamitame Se'ar HaPikuda. So item number one was the sugar that we had in Negev, which was called Sa'ar Pekuda. Sa'ar Pekuda means that if the hair that had turned white from Tzara'at was left behind as a keepsake, so to speak, or it's l left there as a pikadon for the future. So he says, if there is a nega tzaras in the same area where there was one before, and there's hair that was turned white by the original nega tzaras, then that tsar is considered to still be a siman for tzaras. Remember that tsar lavan is a siman in a baheret, and therefore you don't go through the hezger again and wait to see. It's immediately as if the nega came that had been mahapech the tsar lavan. Whereas the chachamim say, no, only if the nega was the source of turning the tsar lavan, meaning the nega that you're now being metame with that tsar lavan had to be the same nega that turned it lavan. You can't use the fact that you have pre-existing tsar lavan to the current nega and say, yeah, but it was tsar lavan from a nega. What's the difference? It's not this nega. And therefore, there's no siman here. You'd have to start all over again, go through the hezger, see if there's new tsar lavan that was mitzhapech lavan. It's not tsar lavan. So they disagreed about that. The next thing that they argued about was whether dam hayarok, so if you have a copper color of blood, whether that is considered to be red. Is that considered to be one of the maris of Odin that is included in the maris of Tuma for a Nida, for a Zava, or not? And the Chachamim said, Sar Pekuda is not a siman. There is no din of dam on copper. Okay, next thing that was the machlokas. Now, this is a fascinating sugya. The next thing is the sugya of the iser of giza v'aveda on a bechor, right? So we know a bechor, even when it gets a mum, it's only given to the kohen in order to eat. It's still usher begiza v'aveda. And now, before the shechita, once it shechted it, so once it shechted it, it's no longer giza, obviously, and any of the sa'arot that were there would certainly be mutter to use after shechita. The question is, what happens if there was a bechor bal mum that had been left wandering around and before the kohen got around to shechting it and eating it, because that's the only thing that it's for, is for the kohen to be able to eat. Not to use it any other way. You can't be Oved with it, can't be Gozes. Now, the Chachamim wanted very much for this Bechor to be eaten as quickly as possible. The longer it's left around, the more likely somebody's going to come to an Isser of doing Aveda with it or doing Giza with it. So, what happened over here is that the Kohen was not very Zoris. This Bechor is wandering around. Every time it goes through the gate, it leaves a little tuft of wool on the gate that rubs off. Anyway, this kohen has been gathering together all of that hair that was ripped off. It wasn't gozuz. It was ripped off by various bushes, thorns, gates, and so on. And he sticks it into a locker. Hinicho bechalon. It was nashar all on its own. And he said, Akavya, that that's sa'ar bechor bal mum. That was nashar while it was wandering around, and the kohen had put it inside of a locker, bechalon, and then finally the kohen got around and he shechted it and he ate it. So Akavya says, look, in the same way that the shechita is matir, any of the sar that is currently on the skin of the animal that he's eaten, he's allowed to use that. So it also is matir any of the sar that had come off before because nobody did any giza on it. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, if you're going to allow him to do that, so he may keep a bechor around instead of eating it because he likes to get all of this wool that's growing. You know, he's got this locker full of wool that he's looking forward to be able to use. Now, the longer that he leaves it around, the more likely it is that someone is going to be nichshel. This is a din d'rabbanan that we find in many places, that we're chayshish for people leaving things around. And Shema Yagadomayim, even Adorim Adorim, we have in different places, we're afraid that if you've got some benefit in keeping an Isser Hano around, then somebody in the end is going to end up being Nichshel. Therefore, they don't allow you to even ex post facto, after the Shechita, to be Nene from those Sarot that were no sure while the Bechor was alive. That was number three, Machlokes. Number four is the question of a Sota. So Akavi ben Melalo held that there's no din of sota on a gioret or on a shivcha charufa, and therefore there is no way to be mater her for her husband. If there was a kinui and a stira, so then she's going to be usher, because it says beferish in the pasuk that when the Kohen is mashbia ota, so he says, Yitein Hashem otach la'alav l'shvoam betoch ameich. So it's dafke, it's betoch ameich. You can't say that to a shivcha and to a gioret, because the whole point over here is not the people to whom you currently belong, but, and there's going back to your roots. What are the people are going to look at you, and you're going to be like the simon of what is accursed in a woman. But that's only if these are the people that are ethnically yours from the beginning. Whereas the Chachomim say, there's no such thing. It's mashkin. You can be mashkiner, and it doesn't mean betoch ameich, your original am. It means betoch ameich now. Well, this is your am now. Who's to say that it has to mean like this primal kind of response? Okay, but that's the machlokas. And they said to Akavya, and this is where things got really bitter. They said to Akavya, look, you know, we know Maisa Shahaya that took place with Karkamit, maybe in the town of Karkamit, or a woman called Karkamit, whatever, where there was a Shivcha Mishukhrarat, and that took place in Yerushalayim in the Bezdin, and Shemaya Vavtarion with the Gedolei Hador. And they actually gave her Mesoka. Amar lahem, so Akavya said to them, that doesn't prove anything, because Dugma Ishkua, you know, Shemaya Vavtayon themselves were Gerim. So they were actually psychologically note to believe that Betoch Amech means your current people. Because, I mean, since they were very much thinking in those terms, so a woman just like themselves is what they were, mashka. So if that's the pshat, that this is the simple pshat. And so because of that, it was a chutzpah to speak about Shmaya Vavtalion in that way. So they put Akavya into nidui for saying such a thing. Others learned dug maishkua means they gave her an ersatz meisota. They took water, and then they took a bus ticket and dissolved the bus ticket in the water, made it look like they were doing the whole sota shtick, and then they gave it to her, saying, you sure you want to drink this and die, or you want to admit that you were really tomatoes? It was just a ploy, and they didn't really use the mesota. Okay, but that's also to say such a thing is also a chutzpah. I mean, what is they were going to be mitzilas on the mesota. Okay, that's how those people understand it, that way explain it. Anyway, but the bottom line is they put him into nidui, and he never asked that the nidui should be mutter. He never changed his mind. Mate be niduyei, v'saklu beizdin et arono, and they put a stone on his coffin to show that he died benidui, and that is basically to give people the sense of this is terrible. It's what happens when a person is meis beniduya and he didn't even ask mechila from the best and didn't change his mind. So Omar Rav Yehuda, this is crazy. Chas v'shalom, how can a person think such a thing? Akavya ben Malalel was put into a nidui. He was the greatest person of all Klal Yisrael, and you're telling me they put him into a nidui. Who put him into a nidui? Ein azar nin elik bifnei kol adam mi Yisrael b'chochmo b'yiras chayit k'akavya b'mal alal. There wasn't one person who came to bring the Korban Pesach. All of Yisrael was there. They would close the doors of the azara three times on the groups of people bringing the Korban Pesach. Never was there an individual of that madrega in all of Klal Yisrael. How can you think such a thing? That and he would have done such a thing. He would have spoken with zilzal on Talmid Chachamim. This is a crazy story. That mini do people are getting very mixed up. There was an amazing situation where they took someone, a famous person. They did put him into nidui. That was the story of Elazar ben Chanoch, who was not mekabel the Gezer of Stam Yadayim, that without even having something that you touch, your Yadayim become Tamei, and the rest of your goof doesn't become Tamei, and he felt that that was a kilkel. And he was Mefak Feik and Taras Yadayim, and they put him into Nidui, and indeed, when he died, that's how the story got moving. Shochu based in Vinichu Even al Arono, to teach us, Melamed Shekola Mitnadel, made Ben Niduyo, so clean it Arono. But nobody should ever say such terrible things about Akavya ben Mahalalel, who was the best of the best. Anyway, Mishnah Zion. We don't stop in the middle here because it's all part of the same story, so we can understand exactly what was going on in the Machlokas about the Edus. So Mishnah Zion, B'sha'at Mitato, when Akavya was about to die, he said to his son, B'ni, you should now, from this point forward, when I die, you go in and you accept the halacha of the Chachamim, and don't continue to be loyal to my opinion. Well, Marlo, well, I mean, if that's the right thing to do, why didn't you do the same? Lama lo chazarta b'cha? Well, Marlo, it's totally different. I myself heard mipi amarubim. I heard and I know what I heard. All of these Chachamim, they are convinced that they heard the opposite. Also, Mipi Amarubim. So how can we give in one to the other? The definition of the Rov is not the current Rov. They're not Paskening. They're just saying things over. So it's a question of Edus. So therefore, I can't, how am I supposed to change my mind? Why, I should lie. Ani amadeti bishmuati, ve'inam du bishmuatam. So I am going to obviously be unable to just give in. This is my Messiah, and I stand by what I heard. I know what I heard. But you didn't hear directly. You heard from me. Okay, I'm a Yachid. Now that I'm no longer around and you don't have me to be Mistamech on, you now have to decide, are you going to listen to the individual that you heard from, or are you going to listen to the Rov that you heard from? You have to accept the Rov, obviously. You don't listen to an individual. Well, you didn't hear it yourself. Atasha mati mi pi ha-yachid on the one hand, me, umi pi ha-murubim on the other hand. So, who do you decide? Mutav laniach divrei ha-yachid v'leachos divrei ha-murubim? You should basically, if you've got a contradiction in what the Messiah is, you go according to the Rabbi. So, Omar, so Akavya's son said to him, Abba, before you die, maybe you could talk to the Chachamim and explain to them that I'm a good guy and I was only following you and that now I'm going to be giving up on these things and they can trust me and make me also a member of Beis Din. So Akavya said to him, are you kidding? Influence? Use influence? I don't talk to nobody, my boy. Any mefaked, I don't use my influence on people. Amar lo, why? Shema avla matzatabi? Is there something wrong with me? Amar lo, of course not. It's nothing to do with you. But what's using influence have to do with anything? Ma'asecha yikarvucha, u'ma'asecha yirakechucha. The only thing that makes a person real is what it is that he does. And if your maisim are actually maisim that the chachamim see are ru'uyim, they're going to get you into Beis Din. They'll get you into the position that you're meant to have. And your own Meisim, if they see that your Meisim aren't good, what's the point of talking about you? You think that people that are meant to be influenced by someone else's opinion about another person, it's your own Meisim, and therefore, Chas V'Shalom, I should tell them something which would change the reality and they'll respond to my influence. That's not what this is about. The beautiful ending of Perek Chamishi and Hadron Alach Reb Yehuda Omer. Okay, Baruch Hashem, moving on in Idiot. What an amazing end, though. Sheesh. Wow. We're real people. Crazy. Okay. Baruch Hashem, Shezachino. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a wonderful day.